Page 170. Going further.
I was sitting there in my studio thinking about Virginia Woolf and Mrs. Dalloway, and I suddenly had this image of my mother. And I thought, you know, Mom, what are you doing in my hallucination? Mm-hmm. And as I thought about it, I thought about how my mother was a homemaker and a wife, mm-hmm. and it was a life that was too small for her. I don't know. I don't think it's a life that's categorically too small for anybody, but it wasn't right for her. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't break out of it, and so she was obsessive about everything. Those cocktail napkins she'd spent all day buying turned out to be wrong, and she had to take them back the next day. And she really would bake a cake and throw it out and start another cake. And I always thought of her as a sort of Amazon queen, captured and made to live in an enclosure in which she couldn't move. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, okay, take Virginia Woolf and take my mother. Remove the end product. One of them is working on what will prove to be a great work of literature. Mm-hmm. The other is trying to bake a cake so perfect that it banishes sorrow. The book technically matters more than the cake. Though a cake matters. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect to cakes. but I thought, if you take that away and just look at these two women's individual desires to transcend what they can do, to do more than they're technically capable of doing. My mother gets to be in the book just as surely as Virginia Woolf does. Mm-hmm. And there she was. And then suddenly it was these three parts, and it felt like it could go.
Copyright Michael Cunningham.